The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. I've got Alicia on the controls, Dr. Christina Wilgehagen. Did I say it correctly? Oh,
close.
My God. I didn't? No. Come on, man.
Well, I'll give it to you.
Come on.
Wilgehagen.
Say it again.
Wilgehagen.
Wilgehagen. Isn't that what I said?
Close.
Dr. Christina Wilgehagen. I said Hagen, didn't I? Like Haagen-Dazs ice cream. I'm sure.
I want ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love having you in studio. She's a doctor, nothing big, you know, just a neurologist, you know. I mean, wow. And Cody Myler, he's amazing, too. He is a health and fitness expert who has taken enthusiasm for physical fitness and turned it into a series of successful businesses and entrepreneurial ventures. We're going to be talking about the lifting plateau. If you find yourself in a place where you can't build more muscle or maybe are losing muscle and you don't know why, we're going to talk all about it because muscle is important, isn't it?
Absolutely.
To keep your body strong.
It's a necessity.
It is a necessity. Yes. It is. And we're going to be talking all about it. And I've got Maura Davies on the line because we always talk to Maura or some animal organization on Fridays because we love animals so much here on One Life Radio. And Maura Davies is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. That's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. Their website is spca.org. We're talking about 10 spring cleaning tips for dog people. People love having you on the air, Maura. What do we need to know? What are the 10 spring cleaning tips for dog people? And what about cat people? We don't want to leave cat people out, right?
Cat people, too. You're right. No, okay. We don't want to leave cat people out. And it's always wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having me. Pets are so important. They're such a huge part of our life. And
I know it
may not be warm yet quite everywhere, but it's getting that way. And I am looking forward to warmer weather. It's been a little bit cold lately here, and man, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, but when it gets warmer, you know what? Yeah, we haven't been hit hard though yet. I still think something's coming here in Dallas.
No,
we've been through this before. About once every 5 years, we get like an ice snap. I don't know how many people out there it is. And it usually comes in February or March. So hold on.
We're not in the clear yet. But if you're cleaning inside, some people, if you want to get a jump on that spring cleaning, you can start now inside. There's so much to do. So the first big tip here is going through your pantry for your pet. So whether that is medications for your pet, dog or cat, make sure if you need a refill, get that going. If you use like a storage container for your pet's food, hold off on refilling until you scoop out the last little bit and wash it really well first with soap and hot water.
Yep. 100% rotation assures freshness, Maura.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want the yucky stuff just like collecting in the bottom, getting all nasty.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I use the tin. I have two big like tin pans. They look like old fashioned like trash cans, except littler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you always have to like tap the bottom, you know, to get all the little crumbs out, you know. And
yes.
but you know what happened to me yesterday morning, and I
I meant to mention it on the air just to, you know, remind people. I mean, I don't like it that pets get stuck outside. And, you know, Charlie's an indoor-outdoor dog. But yesterday morning when I went to leave for work and putting out fresh water for him, make sure his little coat was on, he had all of his little blankets, and he had his little, you know, he's in his little doghouse. His water was frozen.
Oh, man.
That happens.
It happens. So be aware, because a lot of people, you know, I hate to say it, neglect their animals, and their water could be frozen easily overnight. So, right?
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. You got to check it. And if it's frozen, you know, you got to crack the top part, make sure your pets have water. That's a huge, huge important thing.
Well, and you know, I want to get through this list, but I also want to tell you. So, you know, Charlie, I didn't explain this very well on the air yesterday, but Charlie is an indoor-outdoor dog, and I bring him in, like, basically the last minute at night because he doesn't like being in the cage. And so I'll take him and I'll walk him around, or we'll sit outside on the leash because I can't really trust him to not, you know, be a crazy dog. He's almost made me have a heart attack in the last couple of weeks. But anyway, so I start giving him CBD oil more at night. And there's this one brand, and I'm not getting paid for this. It's called Pet Help. I was at the Texas Hemp Convention. It's called Pet Help. And the guy, the Michael, the founder of the company, says, my dogs love it. They'll drink it like candy. And I'm like, well, I'm thinking to myself, we'll see. Because I've bought CBD before that my dogs didn't really care for. And he's right. Like, Charlie almost knocked me over last night because he wanted the CBD oil so bad. I'm like, dude, simmer down. Like, what's in this stuff? I was thinking to myself. But anyway, so I gave it to him. And literally with like when I brought him in, you know, typically sometimes, especially in the beginning when I was training him, he would howl up to like 45 minutes to an hour, which, of course, crushed my heart. But but yet last night, only like 10 minutes, you guys, 5 or 10 minutes. That he cried a little bit and then he settled down. So just a tip out there for anybody that's dealing with that too, with their pet. And the cats love the little, you know, cat treats too. And I think the CBD oil is good, especially if you're incorporating a lot of animals like I do. And I just wanted to put that out there. So
sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's go back to that.
I mean, that could be part of, that could be absolutely being a part of, looking for any expired anything, medications, food, whatever, what have you. There's so much, there's a bunch of stuff good here. So check your, like your spa, your pet spa supplies too. So dog shampoo, conditioner, ear cleaner, flea and tick treatment, heartworm treatment. Take a look at the brush if your pet uses a brush. If there's a trimmer, if you're using a nail trimmer, look at that. Look at everything. Make sure that you're replacing all this, especially with nail trimmers. If the blades get dull, it can be difficult to clip your pet's nails, and can, if you do clip your pet's nails, can lead to accidents like cutting too close to the quick. So look for that.
I've done that.
You have sharp edges because, that does hurt.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I did it to, I think it was, I've got four big dogs, you know, four that are like 50 plus pounds, 50 to, you know, like 75. And I can't remember which one it was. I bath them in my shower, in my home, and then we dry them off real good. And, you know, they have a heated doghouse, the other dogs. But yeah, if you're going to give a dog a bath too, don't put them outside wet when the weather, unless it's a really sunny, warm day, all these things to keep all of our babies safe, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And also safety, making sure you restock any first aid stuff that you need. So things are missing or expired. It depends on your dog. So that could possibly include like ear cleaner. My sweet little golden retriever, he needed his ears cleaned with regularity or he would get ear infections. So if your pet has any first aid needs that you're aware of, make sure that you go through any of that. Toss out expired stuff, replace missing stuff. Go through their toy box. So, you know, maybe your dog's toys, your cat's toys are getting kind of tatty. And, you know, go through, separate them into keep pile, donate pile, toss pile.
Well, and you can wash them.
Keep.
I wash my dog toys.
Donate, wash it.
Yeah, I wash them in the washing machine and then let them air dry. Yeah.
Absolutely. And wipe down their toy box if you have one or basket or whatever, because you want to make sure you clean everything. And then toss anything or recycle if you can, toys that are going to be unsafe for whatever reason. It's too chewed up. There's too little pieces. All that stuff.
I don't
there's so much.
Yeah, speaking of toys, I don't like those toys where you put the peanut butter or the treat inside it. I think that's torturous. You know?
Well,
it might keep them busy, but I just think it's really mentally, like, why don't you just torture your dog, right? I don't like those.
Something that you can try then. It's really neat. I've seen this. They're a little, like, plastic things. They're washable. They're meant to be washable, but they're like little squares you can put on the wall, and you can, they have kind of a neat texture, and you can smear peanut butter on them. So your pet, this is especially great if you're giving your dog a bath and your dog is having some anxiety about the bath.
Mm-hmm.
They will be, trust me, so focused on licking the peanut butter off of that little plate thing that sticks on the wall that you can just give them a bath and they'll just be licking away on the peanut butter.
I have never
I've
heard
seen
of that.
Those videos.
So
where they're
do you,
so good.
Where
they're
do you
funny.
Get this little device? Where do you buy it? On Amazon, right?
Probably.
I have seen it on the internet. That's where I've seen it on the internet. But I'm sure pet supply stores have them.
Well, and they do. You know, like I said, I bath my four big ones inside in my shower. And and yeah, they can get really anxious when you're bathing them. Mm-hmm. They can. But
definitely. So yeah. That's not torturous. That's just distraction.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's different, you know. But you know what I'm saying.
Well, some of them are good because they're like brain games for dogs. To
there you
to
go.
Get them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess. I don't know. I just feel like if you're going to give a dog.
Of course, you would be the one to say that.
Yeah. Dogs need to exercise their brains too.
Have you ever studied dog neurology?
I have not.
You have not, Dr. Christina?
Maybe
okay.
soon.
Well, you know, Moira, it's always great to have you on the line. And thank you so much for all the work you guys do at the SPCA to keep dogs off the street and find them great homes. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all you do to support us. Thanks,
it's
everybody.
My pleasure. It's my pleasure. You can find Moira at thespca.org. Everyone, we've got a fantastic show coming up. Healthy Brain Hacks from Dr. Christina Wolgehagen. And Cody Myler, The Lifting Plateau. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Ballerina. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind?
Oh, I love this song. I haven't heard
again.
This in years.
Do you ever feel so paper thin? Like a house of cards, one blow from caving in.
Here we go.
Do you ever feel
oh, maybe it isn't going to come up. I haven't heard this song in years. I used to sing to this all the time in my car. This went. How many years ago did this album come out? Well, this is
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, I love music and I love that.
2010.
2010. There you go. That was a year.
10 years ago.
Going back in time. Well, I love having you guys in studio. What a great show we're going to have today. Dr. Christina Wolgehagen. Okay. She is a physician who is double board certified in neurology and headache medicine. She is the founder of the International Headache Center, which organically transform into iHack with hacks to support your brain and improve your life. Her website is myihack.com. That's myihack, or hack, not hock. Myihack.com. Hey, the one thing that people never question when they're listening is whether this show is live or if I'm really human. Okay. Well, now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about the healthy brain hacks. You know, can we recap from the last time you joined us and what are the benefits of keeping a healthy brain?
Yes. Do you mind if I just talk about, because I love those tips for pets
that
we just went over.
Yeah.
And I think those tips are good for like adults and kids as well. And I just went to the opioid symposium. We know that we're in an opioid crisis right now, sponsored by the DEA. And actually, 50% of opioids are acquired from medicine cabinets, and often they're expired. So it's really good to like clean out those cabinets. Don't hold on to them thinking you might need them for something else. Just get rid of them. And on April 25th, you can actually take back your opioids day. Nobody asks questions. Just take them back, and the DEA will take them.
So. Well, yeah, because a lot of times children get a hold of them, right?
Where do you take them?
So you can go to takebackday.com. On the DEA website, and they'll give you all the details depending on where you live.
Nice.
Yeah, we had Dr. Jonathan Avery on the show yesterday, who is just a rock star in the world of addiction and psychology. And he actually was on the board for the DSM-5, talking about opioids and addiction. And it's really an incredible problem in this country. Mm-hmm. I don't know, how did we get this? How did we get here? What are your thoughts as a physician?
I think it's multifactorial. I think, you know, The way we prescribe as physicians now is different than it was even a decade ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. But also, you know, when you deal with suffering and you want to help people who are in chronic pain.
Right.
We didn't know as much as we did do now about the opioids when we were first prescribing them, I think that's part of the issue there too. Mm-hmm. And then easy access, like medicine cabinets, keeping people, you know, having access to them in different manners and then early in life too, then can lead to addiction.
Well, yeah, when, you know, it was a, I mean, when you get your wisdom teeth pulled, that's just like, that was like a no brainer. Yeah. And you get a prescription for opioids, for painkillers. We had no idea how addictive they were. And I know people that have like experienced that and said it was the best high I ever had. And it's, you know, makes you feel wonderful. Yeah. So you're like, well, damn, I'm going to take a couple more of these, you know, right? If you're suffering.
Yeah.
And it's a slippery slope.
It definitely is. And the good news is that the numbers of prescriptions are going down. So we're headed in the right direction. And there's, you know, different clinics that are arising to help people who have addiction issues to get them off the opioids and on safer regimens.
Well, so, you know, let's recap. What are your top lifestyle modifications that we could be implementing today to help us lead our brightest lives?
So our brain is our control center and we have to keep it healthy. And
there
are ways, simple things we can do, but they're not easy, right? And so the first thing is to make a schedule and to stick to it as much as you can. And that includes eating regular meals with brightly colored vegetables or fruits. Also having fish once or twice a week if you eat fish. If you don't, then you can supplement that. Drinking water. So I walk around with my jug everywhere.
That's a huge one.
And yeah, so making sure that you're staying hydrated is so important. The brain needs water. The body needs water. And then staying on a regular sleep schedule as well. And if you can't, you know, sleep through the night for whatever reason, you have kids, you have work or whatever else, then taking a nap. Like, it's not a sin to take a nap.
Right. No, and you said that last time, and it isn't. I mean, you know.
How long of a nap?
It should not be more than 30 minutes. I usually recommend 10 to 20 minutes, just setting an alarm. And if you need, like, a couple of naps, it's okay if they're that short. We used to do this in med school in the library, just like, take a quick nap and then go back to like studying for the test.
Take a little siesta.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's something to it. I mean, if your body needs rest, you have to listen to your body, right?
Right. And I think that sleep is where all the cobwebs are cleared up. And so we don't want all of that gunk, right? So we need to be able to sleep. And
And I want to put this out there for everyone. You know, I stopped drinking alcohol and caffeine 4 days ago. Because I could, I've been sleeping like a baby is the point I want to make.
Yeah.
Sleeping like a baby, you know, and just, you know, trying to get my health back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Good for you. And that's hard to do.
It is hard to do and go cold turkey like that. Yeah. And it can produce headaches too, by the way, right? From not drinking caffeine.
Caffeine withdrawal headache. Usually they are limited to 2 weeks unless you have an underlying headache disorder. So that's the good news.
Yeah, that is the good news.
Well, and the last thing we left off last time was exercise.
Okay.
And I think Cody's going to talk about exercise later, so we don't have to talk too much about that. But it is probably the best thing you can do for yourself. If you had to pick one thing, I would say to exercise every day.
Mm.
So nothing fancy. It could be walking.
Yeah, just walking.
Just
exercise, whatever.
Move.
Get up and move.
Decreases inflammation. It does all sorts of good things. And so exercise. And so, that's the recap from last time.
What about meditation? I know that was one of the things that you wanted to talk about today.
So we don't have very many left, but the ones that we do have left are not so intuitive, right? I think all of the ones that we've gone through already, people know to do those things, at least our parents, except for napping.
Right.
Our parents told us to do that, you know. But meditation, if you could find like meditation, mindfulness, or 5 to 10 minutes per day, they've done some pretty good studies that this plumps up your brain. And with the brain, like bigger is better. You want a fat brain. and so we want it to be plumped up because when we lose those connections, the interconnections in between the neurons, which are the cells of the brain, and also the thickness of the connections between them, then that's not a good thing.
Well, and meditation releases endorphins, right? And dopamine. I'm thinking of floating. I floated 3 times sensory deprivation in the last 10 days, and it's really, really helped me with the magnesium. Magnesium's a key mineral for brain health too, right?
I like magnesium, especially for headache patients,
Yeah.
And you can, I mean, they have deodorants now with magnesium. I use one.
Right. Yeah, they do. Well, the best way to get the absorption is through the derma.
Yeah.
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 Through your skin.
Magnesium is good for the brain, and it's good for headache patients as well, something that migraineurs tend to be deficient in. But for medication, it helps from a depression standpoint too, but this is like a pure brain. Like mm-hmm. even if you don't have a predisposition to depression, anxiety, meditation is good to do. And also, this does not have to be fancy. Like if you're not into like a guided meditation and you wanted to do like something like you're used to praying and you wanted to mm-hmm. pray and like meditate that way yeah. and focus on something positive, or go outside and like put your feet in the grass and just be
do
out.
Nothing. Do yeah. Yeah. Just yeah. be out there doing nothing. Right. I meditate sometimes even doing the dishes. I've talked about that before yeah. on the air, but you can meditate really doing anything as long
right.
as you're alone.
Or nothing.
Or nothing.
Yeah. I think the key, go ahead.
Oh, I just have the hardest time because I just can't shut my brain off.
I'm like yep. that too. And I make my kids do it, and I have yep. boys.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's like so hard. But for us, I think the main thing is not to judge your thoughts that come in. It's not like you're going to be mindless, right? It's mm-hmm. mindfulness. And so we do meditations where we are actively doing something, and fire helps. And so my kids are like all pyros.
I love fire.
And so they each get a candle and they focus on the candle and then we'll say a mantra so that they're doing something. And so that's a way to meditate, but you got to find what's right for you.
This summer I was at a workshop in Austin with Aubrey Marcus at Onnit, and he had I forget her name, but she's got these huge meditation centers in New York City. She's well known in meditation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of disagreed a little bit. She's like, meditation is called meditation for a reason. Like, you have to sit down, be quiet. And I'm just like, when I'm doing something else, like whether I'm driving or even in the shower, like I'm in my deepest thoughts mm-hmm. then.
Yep.
I think that counts as mindfulness. So you get a gold star for that, but not meditation.
Yeah.
Because you want to let go of anything. And so I think doing something active like that is good, but you need to like also just, like, if you're driving, you have to focus on the road.
Right, right.
Otherwise, if
no, I know what you're saying. You drop into a theta state when you're meditating. Your brain goes to a different place. Have you ever floated, Cody?
No, I want to go to your place. You told me about it.
Yeah, well, I closed Adrift a couple of years ago, but a friend of mine took my tank and put it in her home. So it's kind of like by invitation only. It's not open to the public, but I have to tell you, I'm getting you in that float tank. not physically. I'm just going to, suggest it strongly.
Yeah,
but
let's do it.
But before you get on the air with me next time, you've got to do it.
Okay.
Sean has done it. So many people. Aubrey Marcus that you spoke about mm-hmm. on it. I used to sell it at my store. Huge fan of Aubrey. Mm-hmm. He's a huge floater. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan, all those
That's
guys.
Awesome.
It's the S-H-I, you know what. I can't even spell it on the word. You can't even spell the word on the air. You're not even allowed to spell the whole thing.
Interesting.
But yeah, it's the Shazé.
There's also a good guided meditation that's like progressive relaxation. So you're actively doing something with your body. It's mm-hmm. called 8 Minutes to Calm. It's on YouTube. So anything that's 5 to 10 minutes, 5 because you want it more than 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And 10 because no one sticks to more than 10. I've had patients say, what if it's 25? I'm like, you can do 25.
Yeah.
But that's a likelihood of you sticking to it every day then decreases that much. But progressive relaxation is one where you breathe in, feel the breath, go down to your toes, and then relax your toes, and then all the way up. And that counts as meditation, but you're actively doing something.
Mm-hmm. Have you floated before, doctor?
I have not.
You
no,
have not?
That
well, okay,
so
we're going to have a big old float party over at Carla's
float
place.
Float party.
I'm down.
One after the other. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we've got more with Dr. Christina Wolga-Hagen and Cody Myler. We'll be right back. It's Friday. I'm so happy. TGIF, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. I've got Navi Mendoza in studio with me, Dr. Christina Wolga-Hagen, and Cody Myler. I'm saying your name correctly, right?
Yes.
Cody Myler.
Yeah, first time I was here, was having some problems.
The first time I called you Miller, right?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Miller.
You told me back to your wedding.
You told me the okay, so you told us the funniest story. Share it with the listeners. This guy, he's got a great personality. I wish he could be in here more. He's a super, super guy.
Well, thank
you. Okay, so share that story.
Real fast. So we got married in Mexico, in Cancun, and at Hard Rock. hotel. And at the end, you know, the wedding's over, and the lady, she gets on the microphone, and she's like, congratulations to the Mealers. It was just, everybody was cracking up.
What a day.
We were the Mealers that night.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's kind of become a little bit of my shtick. I struggle sometimes. If it's Italian, I don't. But, you know, anyway, it's great to have you both in studio. And I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. You know, One Life Radio is brought to you by sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, the makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. I took mine this morning. I love the Terra Flora. It's such a good probiotic. I encourage you to go to enviromedica.com. Wild Foods, another great company, both of them out of Austin, Texas. You're shaking your head, Cody.
Yeah, I've been on their podcast. Great people.
Yeah, they are great people. They really are. And they're making really great small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. They have some amazing products. I like their turmeric. I like their vitamin D3 K2. I like their mushroom chaga, cocotropic. I've bought their coffee before. I've tried their vitamin, I already said vitamin D. They have like
those keto bars.
The keto bars. Oh, yeah. The keto bars. Have you tried those?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So use the code OLR for 20% off. And of course, Paleo FX. Are you going? Come on.
No, I won't be
at FitCon,
but I won't be at FitCon. You're going to
be at FitCon? Yeah. Well, poo-poo.
I'll be there, and I'll be at KetoCon.
You'll be at KetoCon. Well, PaleoFX, okay? We're all going to be there. There's a lot of people that are going to be there. Heal thyself, change the world. For a limited time, the badges are 25% off. Use the code FX25 at checkout and visit them at PaleoFX.com. It's in Austin. It's always a fantastic time. The whole city really, truly is lit up. Kind of like, you know, when they have
South by Austin City Limits.
Yeah.
When is it? Do you know?
It's
April 24th through the 26th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Who knows? I might.
You might jump on a plane and just come for one day. We're going to have a lot of fun. Sean will be there. A lot of people will be there. So, yeah. And our new sponsor, Karma Baker. So I got some cookies sent to me for my birthday. Okay. Like a variety box. And I'm like, damn, these are good one night. And I was eating. I ate like a little bit of each one like that night, and they were so good. I devoured them over about a week's time. Okay, but I have to tell you, so they were so delicious, and now they're a sponsor. They're vegan, they're gluten free, they're all organic, 100% organic, and they're beautiful. Okay, they're beautiful. They make a beautiful gift to send to somebody for Valentine's Day or their birthday or whatever. Just check them out at karmabaker.com. That's karmabaker.com. And of course, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, Veg World Magazine, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And thank you for listening.
That was good.
Okay. I'm done talking. You guys have the rest of the show.
But you're up.
But you know, you do have to honor your sponsors because they are what keep us
absolutely
on the air. And yes. So anyway, I love having both of you in studio. I do. Cody Myler and Dr. Christina Wolgehagen. Well, you know, let's finish with you, Doctor, about what are some of the top brain hacks out there. So we ended up with meditation, but what about you talk about brain games for about 45 minutes a day.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a solid 45 minutes a day. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Even playing along with Jeopardy counts, something where you're actively trying to come up with an answer, Sudoku, crossword puzzles, that sort of thing. There's actually now, like, if you rather play games on your phone, there's like Brain HQ and like different Luminosity, different apps that you could try for free. And those count as well. But I like to do things that are like free and like free of technology as well. Mm-hmm. And so even like driving home a different route, and I get lost in my bathroom. So that's a big challenge for me.
Yeah.
It's not very big.
Yep.
So doing, you know, find what your weakness is. So I'm spatially oriented, like challenge, but whatever your weakness is, and then work on that. Or even like doing your dishes with a blindfold. And, you know, trying to do chores around the house. Like,
I can do that.
Without one of your senses, you know, and like that sort of thing, actually.
Oh, I'm going to start doing that. I am. Because that was multitasking, because I'm thinking, well, how am I going to get 45 minutes a day because I have to read so much, you know?
It can be split up.
But is reading a good? Because I read a lot.
So reading is good for expanding your vocabulary, your knowledge, you know, your breadth of this world. However, unless you're in a book club where you're talking about it and you're actively coming up with, like, concepts, then it doesn't count as a brain game in that way. Mm-hmm.
So, well, I do that kind of on the air.
Yeah.
You know, I talk to the author after I read the book. So, I mean, that counts for a little bit, maybe?
It does, yeah.
A little bit. You know. What about social activities is on this list?
Yes, I think that one of my qualms with the world, how it is today, is that we've lost our sense of community and that we are not, although the individual is strong and I'm totally for, like, you know, power of you, like, we are not individuals in isolations. We're connected to the community.
Yes.
And so it is so important. Our brains are made to form those social networks. And if we don't form the social networks, we're not using our brain. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Right. Wow. And so at least once a week doing an activity, I recommend volunteering because then you're giving back as well. And
I also love that
you'd be put in a situation where you're meeting with people you don't normally have conversations with. And so it's more than just what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're having a conversation. You're giving back. And I think that helps, you know, the spirit side, but also the brain side to build those connections.
Well, philanthropy is good. You know, I used to have a little organization when I wasn't working. I was so bored. I started this organization called Little, when I was raising children for a few years and not working, like, actually in a restaurant, I started this little organization called Little Citizens, and it was starting at 3 years old to teach children to reach out,
That's awesome.
And do philanthropy. So we would do fundraisers and make money. We actually raised $5,000 once for the SPCA, just a group of like 20 kids.
That's amazing.
And then as the little ones got older, then they mentored the smaller ones, and it was, you know, it was active, I don't know, for about 8 years, something like that. But the point is that it always made me feel so good, and it made the children feel so good.
And I think you just made, like, an awesome point. It doesn't matter how little or how old you are. Everyone has something to give back.
Yeah.
And so we are all human and part of this community together, and there should be no silos. But that's my personal opinion.
But yeah. No, I agree. You know, yesterday, Maria, she works with me. She and I were talking before I left for the show. And there's a neighbor, an elderly neighbor, who was really sick and, you know, didn't have a lot of money to go to the hospital or anything, had high blood pressure, kind of like me last week. And so anyway, but I said to her, you know, you should get, because she comes out of her house, which is the most natural thing to do, to play with the children in the neighborhood, because she's lonely. Her husband died a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And you can always find people like that, I think, in your neighborhood if you're looking for them. And I just think it's good to encourage her. So I said, oh, you should get all the kids in the neighborhood to put together like a little Valentine box for her. All write Valentines, you know, to tell her how much they love her and how much they enjoy
her
being part of the neighborhood. And I know it's a little mushy, but that kind of stuff does bring you so much love and peace and joy.
Yeah.
It does. It is important for the world, for the community.
Yep.
And I'm glad we're talking about it.
For your soul, too. So.
Yeah, I feel good just talking about it. But we've got more coming up. Cody Myler is talking about the lifting plateau. And it's all about, I guess, if you're not lifting enough or what is it?
What,
we're
going to
talk about it. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. And I lift the footprint.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately,
Alicia, I love her music selection. So great to be back, everyone. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Dr. Christina Wolgehagen. And I've got Cody Myler with me as well. She's a neuro. You're a neurologist. You're a neurologist. Well, you're double board certified. I mean, holy smokes. How awesome is that? And you don't have to just say it. And you're a woman. Good for you, girl. You go, girl. I love it. And she's amazing. She really is.
So
and you're good friends with Jill Lane. So we have a great community of people that know each other here in Dallas that really are doing their best to try to educate everyone so we can have a healthier country, because it's so important.
It is.
It affects our happiness in every aspect of our life. Your health is definitely your wealth. No question about it. And Cody Myler, I love you too. I love this guy. He is a health and fitness expert. He's got an incredible sense of humor. You should hear some of the stories he's told us before. When we have more time, we're going to have to do that. We'll next time you're in, we'll do it at the opening of the show. Okay. You can tell some of your favorite family stories.
The monkey story?
The farm
Oh, my
one.
God, the monkey story. And then the dog with the tin
foot. Tin can.
Tin can Anne. Oh, my gosh. He's got amazing stories. This man grew up in Texas, right?
No, Missouri.
Oh, Missouri.
Outside of Springfield.
And how long have you been here in Texas?
I moved to Texas in 2004.
2004.
Yeah, outside by Tyler.
Okay, so all your great stories from your childhood were in Missouri.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. We'll take them here in Texas because they're great stories. But he's a great guy, you guys. Really, Cody Myler is a health and fitness expert who has taken his enthusiasm for physical fitness and turned it into a series of successful businesses and entrepreneurial ventures. Cody holds a bachelor's in exercise psychology and a master's in sports management, as well as over 20 fitness certifications. Cody's dedication to helping others achieve their goals led him to open his own gym over 10 years ago. As longtime keto coach, he encourages clients to understand not only the importance of diet, but also the science behind weight management. Cody also recently rooted the national, is it routed or rooted?
Rooted, I think.
Rooted? Okay. It's one of those words like, wait a minute here. But anyway, what is it? Rooted?
Rooted, I believe.
Rooted, sure. The National Athletic Keto, the NACA, the National Keto, or National Athletic Keto Association. We were actually at it this year. Mm-hmm. First time ever fitness competition focused on keto. His website is Fit Keto Cowboy. He is the Fit Keto Cowboy.com or on Instagram, Fit Keto Cowboy. Okay. The lifting plateau.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what a lifting plateau is, please?
So you have two different types. You have a muscular strength plateau and a muscular endurance plateau. And so let's just kind of focus more on the strength. What that means is if you've been working out for, you know, a period of time and you're not seeing any gain as far as strength or the numbers increasing on the weight, there could be certain reasons outside of just nutritional. You know, just in the techniques that you're doing while you're lifting.
Yeah. Well, and when you're speaking about gaining weight, I always find this perplexing and actually very funny that mm-hmm. men are always trying to gain weight and women are always trying to lose
weight.
Well,
I actually have this new client. She's been in TV for 25 years and she's decided to get out of it. And she's really, really, really thin. She's in her 60s. And she said, I'm taking this time this year to get some muscle. I want a boy butt. You know, she's
okay.
Like, I got this little skinny butt. I want a big
butt.
She wants some strength, bigger thighs. And so, yeah, I mean, there's some women that definitely want to get some more size.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you're going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no. I love being muscular. Mm-hmm. I pride myself on my muscles. I wish my muscles were bigger right now, but, you know, I kind of got off the exercise wagon. Just life got in the way, really.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get it back as well. So what are you laughing
about? I was looking
about?
At my muscles.
Yeah.
My non-existent muscles. No, I don't have any.
Well, I don't feel bad because I'm older than you.
Yeah.
All right.
Clearly. Okay, so why is it important to break plateaus?
Well, the reason why is because, as we all know, the more muscle you have, the more metabolism spikes.
Oh, yeah.
You know that. And then, as she was saying earlier, I mean, exercise is one of the top things you can do even for your brain.
Well, you have less inflammation if you've got more muscle.
Exactly. More muscle, less inflammation, and that also couples up with your diet and all that type of stuff, too. But, I mean, that's one of the main reasons. And as you get older, you still want your joints and, everything to be strong so that way you have better balance as, you know, all that stuff as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, so, you know, help us to understand what are the eccentric
eccentric and concentric.
And concentric movements of lifts.
Now,
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So for most people, it's just the positive or the negative of the lift. So let's just take a basic bicep curl. So the actual moving the dumbbell up, that's the contraction. That's the positive.
Oh, okay.
So that's the concentric part. The eccentric is the going down part. And that's the part most people fail to even concentrate on. They focus on just getting it up.
Right.
That's not where you get all the gain. It's all on the eccentric.
Right. I remember Tina Burnett telling, she was my trainer. She is mm-hmm. my trainer. I've just kind of laid off for a couple months. And I am getting back into that too. But yeah, she's talked about this with me. Because so many people do forget that.
Yeah.
And that's... If you don't do that, you're wasting your time.
Absolutely.
In the gym. You're absolutely wasting your time.
I mean, I've taken people and, you know, I watch them work out and they're just like, it's like they're doing cardio lifting.
Yeah.
And I said, guys, slow down. Just put a tempo. It's a 2-1-2 tempo. And so that's the eccentric 1-2, hold 1-2. Just a simple, just that. You know, because there's different tempos for different styles of lifting.
Right. What's your favorite lift?
My favorite lift, well...
With tempo.
Say it, yeah, with tempo. Say the deadlift.
Well, actually... Unfortunately, I can't do it traditionally because I got what's called a Scotty fracture in my lower back, spondylosis. But the deadlift is definitely one of the best and most beneficial lifts that you can do.
Yeah. What's second to that, maybe?
Squat.
A squat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do squats improperly, don't they?
That's a big problem.
Let's talk about that.
Well, I would say the best thing to do to kind of know that you're doing it correctly is look in the mirror and take from your shoulder to your hip and then from your knee to your ankle. And start squatting. And if you see that those two lines cross each other, then you're not, then that what that means is you're not flexible enough to squat properly.
Mm.
Those two lines should always be parallel. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. So let's go back to the tempo thing. Let's talk a little bit more about the importance of tempo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, I mean, I can take the same exact workout and just slow it down. And what that is it's tearing those muscle fibers down. So it's time under tension. And so if you're trying to grow and you're trying to get stronger, when you're doing those eccentric movements, you're tearing that muscle fiber down. If you just release and just let it down, it's never going to tear that muscle fiber.
Right.
And you need those micro tears to build muscle and replace with proteins and aminos and all that good stuff.
Well, I think when a lot of people are working out, because I know I used to do this, especially when I would be lifting until I was trained properly, I just want to get through them.
Mm-hmm.
So you think, okay, I'm, you know, like you said, like almost like a aerobic lifting where people, they push through it and they miss the most important part, like you said.
I mean, you could take literally probably just four lifts in 30 minutes and just put a good 4-1-1 or a 2-1-2 tempo to it and get way more out of it instead of doing 10 lifts in 30 minutes.
Right.
Also, another thing that is really glossed over, I would say probably 80% of people don't even think about, is soft tissue. And really going and focus on SMR, self-myofascial release, foam rolling, and really breaking those adhesions down. Because when you have all those adhesions, that's not letting the muscle expand enough to where it can contract.
When you say adhesions, can you explain that to the listeners?
Basically the knots that are in your muscles. Mm-hmm. When you work out a lot, you start building up knots in your muscles. So you need to work those out so that way it can fully extend and contract.
Right.
Properly.
Right.
And that's how you gain. I mean, that's one of the biggest things to gain muscle. You need full range of motion.
Yeah. Oh, foam rollers are so, they're painful.
Yes.
They're good.
But man, are they good.
Have you used the gun?
The Theragun?
Oh,
man, those look really cool.
Theragun.
I want one of those. They are amazing.
Where'd you get it? I want one.
I just ordered it online. Yeah.
The Theragun, what does it do?
I mean, it looks like a drill almost. Yeah. And it's just, it does like 1,300 pulses in a second or something.
It looks
insane.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How big is it? It's like maybe that big, like a...
Yeah, it looks
large.
Just like
it
a,
really
like,
is
like a drill.
It's like a.
You have one?
Yeah. Is it like you know, like kind of looks like the what's the name of that machine that smashes concrete?
What?
Oh no, it's not that.
Hammer?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? A jackhammer.
Jackhammer.
Yeah. Does it look like a mini jackhammer?
It works like a mini jackhammer.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I'm not crazy.
Yeah, here's a picture.
Oh my God. Okay, so should you? I know you believe in keeping track of how much you lift.
Yeah. No, I think you should totally keep track of the weight that you're lifting because that lets you know that you're not wasting time in the gym. That way you're not always just placing some weight and being like, oh, that's not enough. I need to add more. That's not enough. I need to keep adding more. It's just a time saver. And so that way you kind of know that you're still making gains as you're working out.
Wow. So the jackhammer, can I do it myself? Like my neck is so
absolutely.
Tense. Does it break up? That's where I carry all my stress is in my neck and my shoulders.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You need to do SMR and you need to do static stretching.
I love it. So we only have just a short time. What are some techniques to break plateaus?
So obviously tempo, that's number one. Tempo, number two, your rep range. So maybe you are going a little too high. Maybe you need to drop your rep range down a little bit and add just a little bit more weight, another 5 pounds, and instead of trying to get 15 reps in, maybe go 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then also another thing is making sure your range of motion is every lift you're doing the proper range of motion to break that plateau.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do you train? I wish I could train with you. You do some Skype, though, don't you?
Oh, I do online training.
You do a lot of online
absolutely.
Training.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so Fit Keto Cowboy.
I own Next Rep Fitness in Dallas.
You own what?
Next Rep Fitness.
Okay, where's the location?
On Mockingbird, next to Love Field.
How did I forget that? I don't know why. I don't know. It's not. I don't see it on the sheet right here.
I know.
Here.
We only talk about the keto stuff, but I've got so much more than that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, I'm going to check it out. And I'm going to get a jackhammer for my neck.
Theragun.
What's it called? The Theragun.
There you go.
Yeah. I got it. All right. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Cody Myler, FitKetoCowboy.com, Dr. Christina Wolgahagen, thank you so much. You can find her at MyIHack.com. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.